Okay, so I want you to picture a scenario.
Yeah.
You've built a product, it's solid, it works, it solves a very real, very messy problem for people. But you have this nagging feeling, a really frustrating one, that you are just leaving massive amounts of money on the table.
And not because the product is bad.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's because of physics.
Physics. That's a heavy way to start a business conversation.
Well, it feels like physics, right? The physics of time and manpower. You are physically unable to tell your story to everyone who needs to hear it in the language they speak about the specific problem they have all at the same time. You're just bottlenecked.
It's the classic last mile problem of communication. You have the solution, the market has the problem, but that bridge between you is just too narrow to handle all the traffic.
Exactly. And normally businesses try to widen that bridge by, hiring. You hire an army of sales reps, a fleet of marketers.
Throwing bodies at the problem.
Right. But today, we're going to look at a completely different approach. We're running a bit of a thought experiment. We're taking two completely unrelated sources from our stack and smashing them together to see what happens.
I love this setup. We're playing matchmaker with a specific business and a specific tool to see if the chemistry
We
works.
are. So in one corner, we have Subject A. This is a company called Partum Softwares.
Okay.
Now, looking at their profile, they're what I'd call a meat and potatoes tech company based in India. They aren't trying to colonize Mars. They're building the operating system for the real economy.
So we're talking billing, inventory, accounting, that kind of thing.
Exactly. But here's the kicker. They are hyper-specific.
How specific are we talking? Because, billing software sounds pretty generic to me.
I thought so too until I looked at their product list. They don't just have retail software. They have distinct suites for petrol bunk management.
Wow.
They have a suite for silk and ready-made showrooms. They cover textile manufacturing, finance, transport, and even something called sizing mills.
Sizing mills. I've been in this industry a long time, and I have to admit, that is a new niche for me.
I don't even know what a sizing mill is, but Partum has over 2.5 million users running this stuff across cities like Chennai, Bangalore, Madurai. I mean, dozens of specific locations. They're a regional powerhouse with a massive fragmented audience.
Okay, so that's the context. High complexity, high volume, really diverse needs. Who is in the other corner?
Subject B. This is a tool called Auto Content API. Now, the documentation here is interesting because it explicitly distances itself from being a creative assistant. This isn't ChatGPT helping you write a tweet.
Right.
It describes itself as an industrial engine for content.
That distinction is crucial. Most AI tools we talk about are, human in the loop. You prompt, it writes, you edit. Auto content is pitching human out of the loop. It's infrastructure. You feed it raw data like a database or a PDF, and it churns out finished assets, podcasts, articles, videos at scale without a human checking every single output.
So here is our mission for this deep dive. We are going to see if we can take Partum Softwares, this solid traditional business, and apply the auto content infrastructure to it. Can we theoretically transform this regional player into a content-dominating omnipresence?
Can we automate their growth, essentially?
That's the goal. And to do that, we have to start with the first major hurdle Partum faces. You see it right there in their client list. How on earth do you market to a petrol bunk owner and a silk sari showroom owner at the same time?
And this brings us right to the concept of content saturation versus the niche reality. The auto content sources make a very strong point here. They argue that the barrier to business growth used to be distribution.
Right, getting on TV or in the newspaper was too expensive.
Exactly. But now distribution is basically free. You've got YouTube, Spotify, Google. The shelf space is infinite.
So the bottleneck shifted.
Right. The barrier is now production capacity. If Partum wants to effectively sell to a petrol bunk owner, they need content about, I don't know, evaporation loss and pump meter readings.
And if they send that same content to a jewelry shop owner, it's just spam. The jeweler cares about gold rates and wastage calculations. Totally different worlds.
In the old world, to solve this, Partum would need an editorial team for the petrol sector, another one for textiles, another for finance.
It's prohibitively expensive. So
Yep.
they probably just send out generic, "We have great billing software" emails that, everyone ignores.
This is where the Auto Content API introduces this concept of parallel production. Think of it like a factory line, but instead of stamping out the exact same car every time, the assembly line reconfigures itself for every single unit.
So practically speaking, How would Partum use this? Walk me through the mechanics of it.
Okay, so Partum already has the raw data. They likely have a technical manual for petrol bunk management and a brochure for jewelry ERP.
The source material.
They feed those documents into the API. The API uses what it calls a transformation engine, and it's leveraging heavy hitter LLMs like Gemini or OpenAI to process that raw info.
And it doesn't just summarize it, right?
Yeah. No. This is the key. It simultaneously generates a podcast episode specifically for the petrol bunk guy about managing stock, and a vertical video for the jeweler about tracking gold purity.
From the same input
at the same time. It happens in parallel. One input mechanism, 20 different output streams, all highly specific.
That is a massive shift. You're moving from one writer, one article, to one database. Infinite assets. But
let's add another layer of complexity, geography. Partum lists a huge number of service locations. Thiruvallur, Areallur, Salem, Coimbatore, Erode. I mean, the list just goes on.
This just screams SEO opportunity, but it comes with a massive, massive trap.
I know enough about Google to know what you were going to say. If I make 1,000 pages that just say best billing software and city name, and I just swap the city name, Google slaps me, right?
Hard, that's called thin content. Google's algorithm is way too smart for that now. It knows that provides zero value to the user. It's treated as spam.
Okay, so that's out. But the auto content documentation outlined a solution for this, specifically for what's called programmatic SEO or PSEO.
How do they get around the spam filter then?
By actually providing value through what they call deep research and multimedia. So let's say we want to target Madurai. The API hits an endpoint that actually browses the live web.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It finds local trade associations in Madurai, maybe a specific local tax regulation relevant to that district, or it mentions a local market hub.
So it writes a 500-word article that actually references the local economy of Madurai. It's not just a template.
Correct. But text is just the baseline. The API then generates unique multimedia for that page. It can create a city guide podcast segment where two AI hosts discuss business trends in Madurai.
Seriously?
Yeah, and it can render a 60-second video specifically about billing challenges from Madurai merchants.
That is the key, isn't it? Google measures dwell time, how long I stay on a page. If there is a video and a podcast, I am absolutely sticking around.
And suddenly that page isn't spam anymore. It is a high-quality multimedia resource.
But wait a minute. Let's look at the economics of this. Creating a custom video for a small town like, I don't know, Kovilpatti or Tenkasi. A human video editor charges, what, hundreds of dollars?
At least. The source material estimates a manually produced corporate video costs between $50 and $300, and that's on the low end.
So you'd never do it for a small market. The ROI just isn't there. You would only do it for a major metro like Chennai.
And this is where the API economy comes in. Auto Content claims to produce that short video for about 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to roughly €4.
€4 versus $300.
That price difference changes the entire strategy. It makes it economically viable to dominate search results in the long tail, those hundreds of smaller towns that big competitors ignore because they think the market is too small.
But for Partum, aggregating all those small towns equals a massive market.
It is almost unfair. You're carpet bombing the market with high value content for pennies.
But speaking of carpet bombing, we have to talk about language. Partum is in India. You can't just speak English.
No way. India is one of the most linguistically diverse places on earth. Partum lists support for Kerala, Hyderabad, Bangalore. So you've got Tamil, Malayalam, Telugu, Kannada, Hindi.
And trust is a huge factor here. If I am a shopkeeper in rural Kerala, and you try to sell me complex tax software in English, I might understand you, but I don't trust you. I want to hear it in Malayalam.
Traditionally, that is a logistical nightmare. You need translators, you need voice actors, video editors for every single language. It is incredibly slow and expensive.
And if you change just one feature in the software, you have to re-record everything.
Exactly. Which is why most companies just don't do it. But Auto Content supports over 50 languages. So here is the workflow for Partum. They take their core English marketing material, let's say a complex explanation of e-way bills or GSTR3B reports.
Okay, so they feed that into the API.
They feed it in, and right. The API doesn't just translate the text. No, and this is that industrial part we talked about. It synthesizes the audio and the video in the target language. It generates a video explanation in fluent Malayalam, a podcast update in Telugu, and a tutorial in Hindi.
Instantly.
It multiplies their total addressable market overnight. They could enter the Andhra Pradesh market, that's the Telugu-speaking region, with a full library of video tutorials and podcasts without having a single employee on the ground in Hyderabad yet.
That is a staggering capability.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it does bring up a problem that I spotted in Partum's business model. They offer a lifetime license.
I saw that too. Lifetime free, no recurring monthly fees.
Which is great for the customer, but it's risky for the business, isn't it? In a subscription model, you have recurring revenue to pay for customer support.
Right.
In a lifetime model, you get paid once. If that customer calls your support line 5 times to ask, how do I print a bill?
Mm-hmm.
You probably lost money on that customer.
Support costs are the silent killer of the lifetime license model. This is where the concept of friction comes in. You need to reduce the friction of learning the software without using up human time.
Yeah, I noticed the auto content sources mentioned something called a Notebook LM API alternative. Now, I know Notebook LM is that Google tool where you upload a PDF and it makes a little fake podcast about it. How does that help a business?
The consumer version is for fun or study. The API version is for deflection. Imagine Partum takes their 100-page user manual for point-of-sale systems and just feeds it into the API.
Okay, so it digests the manual.
Right. Now, instead of a user calling support to ask how do I generate a GSTR1 report, they just go to the help section. And the API has already generated a specific, engaging explainer video or a short audio clip answering that exact question.
So it turns the manual into content.
Engaging content.
Right.
And the sources mention voice cloning and multi-speaker dynamics. Partum could clone their CEO's voice or a trusted support manager's voice.
Oh, I see.
So when the user clicks help, they hear a familiar trusted voice explaining the solution, not some robotic text-to-speech engine.
It's like a help desk podcast.
Ideally, yeah. You could even have two AI hosts discussing the nuances of GST filing in an entertaining way. It makes these dry compliance topics, well, bingeable.
And crucially, for Partum's bottom line, it costs them a fraction of a cent to serve that audio versus $5 or $10 to have a human answer the phone.
It protects their margins. It allows that lifetime license model to actually survive at scale.
Okay, so there's one last piece to this puzzle. We've talked marketing, geography, language support. But in India, specifically in finance, there is one constant, chaos.
The volatility of regulations.
Yes. The GST landscape changes constantly. Rates change. Filing dates shift. If the government announces a new tax rate on textiles at 2.00 p.m.
Every shop owner in the country is panicking by 2.05 t.m.
Exactly. In that environment, speed is authority. If you were the first one to explain the change and how to handle it, you win all the trust.
So how does an API help with that?
That's what I was going to ask.
This is the newsjacking capability. The Auto Content API can integrate with social listening tools on X, formerly Twitter and Reddit. It can detect trending topics.
So the system sees GST textile hike trending.
It triggers a reaction loop. The API uses that deep research endpoint we mentioned to go out and read the official government notification or the latest news reports. It understands the change.
And then?
Then, within minutes, and this is all automatic, it produces a market alert video short and a podcast update. It explains the new law and specifically explains how Partum software already handles it. Don't panic. Just go to settings and change this field.
So while their competitors are still calling a meeting to decide what to write in a blog post,
Partum has already pushed a video explanation to YouTube, Twitter, and their own app.
Wow.
Exactly. They become the primary source of truth. And they can automate this using tools like Make.com, which the API integrates with. It turns a crisis into a marketing opportunity without a human needing to wake up in the middle of the night to record a video.
It really feels like we are looking at two different eras of business colliding here.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Partum, this solid on-the-ground business with a very traditional relationship-based model. And then Auto Content is this futuristic, hyper-scalable infrastructure.
It's a collision, but it's a complementary one. That's why this thought experiment works so well. Partum has the product, the trust, the customers. Auto Content provides the how, the scale, the speed, the personalization.
So let's just wrap this up. We took Partum softwares. We saw their bottleneck. Mm-hmm. Too many niches, too many cities, too many languages.
And we applied the Auto Content API to solve that. We used parallel production to create specific content for sizing mills and petrol bunks simultaneously.
We used programmatic SEO and multimedia to dominate local search in towns as small as Kuvilpatti.
We broke the language barrier to enter the Telugu and Malayalam markets instantly.
And we used that Notebook LM style audio to deflect support calls and protect that precious lifetime license margin.
And finally, we turned them into a real-time news machine that capitalizes on regulatory chaos.
The takeaway here, seems to me, is about the definition of content. We used to think of content as art. A human sits down and writes something. This model treats content as utility. It's a manufacturing process.
It's a shift from a craftsman model to a factory model. But, and this is the key, it's a factory that produces bespoke goods. It is mass customization. And for a company like Partum, operating on slim margins, that efficiency is the only way to compete with the giants.
It levels the playing field. But, and here's where I want to leave you, the listener, today. There's a flip side to this.
There always is.
Partum's brand promise includes things like individual training and direct visits. It's very high touch.
Mm-hmm.
So if tools like AutoContent allow companies to flood the zone with high quality, infinite content in every language, if the video watches AI and the podcast I listen to is AI.
I see where you're going with this.
Does that personal touch, the actual human showing up in your shop, does that become obsolete? Or, in a world of infinite perfect AI content, does that messy, expensive human connection become the only premium luxury left?
That is the billion-dollar question, isn't it?
Something to chew on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.